Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Oh, yeah, that's the Friday music. Bring on the drums, 8:06. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And that's how we bring in the weekend, my friends. Hour number three begins. And we've got a special guest in the studio. Let's get to it right now. Look, the Give for Marion event, which you hopefully you've heard of by now, continues to go on this year, September 16th through the 17th. And joining me right now in the studio, Scott Coldwell, of course, of real estate fame, and Rondo Fernandez from the Rock program. Good morning, gentlemen. Guys, how you doing?
Great. Great. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, I've heard of that Scott guy. I don't know, but I hear his name a lot.
Hey, I love this. Look, we're talking about giving back to the community, calling to others to maybe share some of their blessings. I love it when successful people do that, and I've seen it in my life, and I've only seen more success come to those people because of it. And I know that's not why you do it. Just happens to be a result. Scott, how did you get involved and hear about the Rock program?
Yeah, so it was probably 7 or 8 years ago. Rondo and I had met, and he was just going over what it is that he was trying to do, and had the Rock at Lake Weir, which was his first Rock, and I just saw the passion, and it kind of fueled my fire, just knowing that you know these kids in need, these kids that are hungry need school supplies, need hygiene products, and just the idea that he was what he was coming up with, and all the schools he wanted to do in his, I guess his vision. Just rubbed off on me, and I haven't looked back.
So we're seeing, we're talking about this within the umbrella of the Give for Marion event, but in this case specifically, we're talking about the Rock program, and Rondo Fernandez in the studio as well. And Rondo, if you asked me to help you with your program, you wouldn't have to do a lot of convincing. I would just say yes based on how you carry yourself.
Well, I really appreciate that. our students are our youth. I would have been a Rock kid growing up. So we have so many students that go to school each and every day without their basic needs. And, some of our schools are 80%+ poverty level, 80%+ single parent, no parent. And it's impossible for us to expect a student to be who God called them to be when they have body odor or they don't know where their next meal is going to come from so it's great to be able to give back and supply these kids.
Well, and God bless people like you who know this is going on, pay attention to it, and actually do something about it. Because I got to tell you, it most people are kind of oblivious to it. You see a kid and you just don't think about, hey, is that person getting enough nutrition? What's their home life like? What kind of trouble could this person be in? I mean, you don't know any of those things. You don't think about it. In our community, you don't think, what do you mean, poverty? Where?
And that's the benefit of having the Rock at the school, because we're allowed to have, it opens up a dialogue with the students. to be able to talk about the needs of the students. And, you know, that's just not the stinky kid that's walking by. He didn't wake up that morning and go, man, I hope I really reeked to high heaven this morning. And so we're allowed to start having these conversations when they ask, what is a rock? And then we can start talking about, you know, statistics show that 8 out of 10 of you kids are in need or need some help at some point in time in your school career. So it allows us, and the coolest thing about it is the ones that come in and take the most, we find that they come back and give back the most, and they'll start ministering to the other students. So it's been huge. So I think it allows us to raise awareness at the schools.
Now, Scott, you're a busy guy. We know that. And you've got a very successful, Scott Coldwell, very successful real estate business going on. But yet you still find the time to get involved in these kinds of things. You know, I guess what's the motivation behind it? And what specifically would you like others to join in and help the ROC program with?
Yeah, I mean, like Rondo had just said, that these kids, they're the ones that are getting help are the ones that turn around and start ministering and you know, bringing other people into the rock and I guess just spread the word. And again, that kind of fuels my fire to keep going and helping them with this. I mean, we got 30 rocks now, and it all started with Rondo.
How many years have you guys been working together?
We started our first one in 2016, and I think he jumped in right around there. So right. I would say probably about 9 years we've been together. You know, Scott's on our board. He's been an amazing part. And we've grown. Since 2016, we've had our first rock, and this year we'll open up our 27th to 28th rock, covering three different counties, which is amazing. We're currently in Marion County. We have almost every high school and middle school in Marion County, and we have 4 in Lake County, and we have 3 in Citrus County.
Do you have an estimate of how many, you know, children you've actually impacted, reached out to?
Oh, there's no estimate. We served 10,000 students in Marion County last year.
Wow.
We averaged probably about 300 kids a day. The benefit for us is we have the permanent locations at the school, so the students don't have to leave. They're able to get a pass from their teacher, come down, greeted by a volunteer from either the church or the community. And get all their needs met. Sometimes it's a hug, sometimes it's a high five, sometimes it's a prayer. But we believe that, showing them love, even if it's just a stick of deodorant.
Did you have a tough time growing up?
I did. I grew up out in the Ocala National Forest, so seeing my friends, a lot of my best friends lived in what was essentially a tree fort.
Mm.
You know, so
not a lot of structure, family, regimentation, role models.
Yeah, you know, meth was really big out there. Opioids
not
was
math.
Really big.
Not big.
Yeah, you know, drugs are really big. Sexual abuse, alcohol abuse is really big. And when it comes to rural poverty, I don't think we talk about rural poverty enough.
No, I don't think we do.
So to be able to show these kids, and it's great to see the difference that it's making. You know, our tagline is giving them hope for the future by empowering them in the presence.
It's very interesting when you say rural, because when we think of impoverished, we see broken down public housing perhaps, and that kind of resonates in our mind. You don't think about, oh man, I'd love to be living out near the woods, but it's not like that, is it?
It's not. And you know, the difference is it's so hard to get to the resources. If you can give somebody $1 million in food benefits, they don't have the car to go 45 minutes to go, it doesn't make a difference. Not to mention the lack of parenting. You know, the abandonment level at the high school age is extremely alarming, and you don't hear about it. So it's tough for these kids to be able to get the resources, and that's why we put it right at the school so they can obtain it. Because we do have students that wake up, you know, they have to make a decision. If I don't have a feminine hygiene, do I risk the embarrassment or do I stay home? You know, there are just kids that are waking up. Do I put on this pair of dirty underwear? Or do I put on these dirty pants or do I just stay home?
A lot of things that, well, fortunately, most of us haven't really had to give much of a thought to. And this is, and you think about these growing years, these formative years, these teen years, when you're embarrassed about everything to begin with. And now you kind of start your day with, like, in your mind, 2 strikes against you. And so, yeah, it's hard to stay focused. It's hard to even want to go to school and want to be there. Yeah, and you're addressing all this, and it sounds like you have found a great level of success. So I guess specifically, what is the best way, easiest way for people to reach out, whether they want to volunteer or give funds?
TheRockProgram.org. You can find everything from volunteering, how to donate, how to be involved. TheRockProgram.org is probably the easiest way. You can follow us on Facebook at The Rock Program. We usually answer that brewery involved with our Facebook and social media.
And we can only cover, you know, so much in, within the confines of what we can do on the radio. But yeah, I was looking at that. TheRockProgram.org. It's got your story on there, your vision statement. It really it shapes up a picture that people can clearly see and realize how important the work is that's being done, and hopefully decide to help you out. And Scott Coldwell continue to do, you know, great things in the community. And hey, everybody working together, you know, generation coming up is so critically important. And you guys are on the front lines, and we appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. We appreciate you guys as well. Thanks for having us.
All right.
Thank you for the opportunity. God bless you guys.
Yeah, it is our pleasure for sure. So once again, go to therockprogram.org. You're listening to The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. We've got a lot more to talk about, including open carry in Florida now. A judge's decision, actually, there's three panel judges, and now there's some confusion. Can you legally open carry right now or not? We're going to give you some details and have a special guest at 9:05, Chris Wagner. So stick around. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Good morning and welcome. 8:21 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Just coming in a few minutes ago, police have arrested a suspect in the assassination of Charlie Kirk on a Utah college campus earlier this week. Kirk, of course, 31-year-old father of two, was sitting under a tent around 12:20 p.m. Wednesday debating with students on hot-button current affairs issues when a single shot rang out. Law enforcement has been pursuing the suspect ever since, and now word is that he has just been arrested, and a lot of this was due to, I believe, video that helped law enforcement a great deal. It also helped the general public to help law enforcement. We don't have all of the details in the breakdown, and frankly, a lot of stuff gets pushed around via X and social media, and it could be dead on true. A lot of times, it's not completely. And so, when we get more, better, and verified information, of course, we're going to share it with you. But
hopefully, this is a start.
Yeah, and because think about it, if you were the first to report initially, they had two separate people that were pulled in and people of interest that turns out were not the shooter already in this story that occurred. So that's why you always got to kind of, okay, you wait, and we all get impatient. I was very impatient too, but then once I found out that, you know, they recovered the weapon, and that was it. I knew that was going to help, and I knew circulating the video would help, and I knew they were, you know, dotting their I's and crossing their T's, and you might have a pretty good idea who it is and even where they are, but you still have to put together the team and try to make things happen. And so it looks like that has occurred. I think the president maybe tipped everybody off just a little bit. He was on this morning with Fox and Friends, and I think he confirmed the suspect was in custody, but it wasn't at that point yet, I think, completely green lighted for public.
Yeah, right.
I mean, he's the president. He can do that if he chooses to.
Right.
But anyway, it looks good from the standpoint of an arrest and somebody in custody. It looks like it very well could be the shooter. And we're still reeling from this heinous crime.
Oh, so awful.
Even if you didn't know who Charlie Kirk was at all, you say, here's a 31-year-old reaching out on college campuses through very peaceful free speech and dialogue, reaching out to young people, father, husband, two beautiful kids, just a lovely family. Just knowing those simple facts about him, and only the young age of only 31, and his life is gone because somebody decided that somehow his ideas and opinions, he deserved a death penalty when he committed no crime. It's sickening and grotesque, and people recognize that. And more people are recognizing who and what Charlie Kirk is all about, and that is absolutely a great thing. And his legacy is growing and literally exploding. I mean, I'm telling you, people get a taste of this guy. It's hard to not like him. And even if you leave not agreeing with him completely, you're probably going to find at least a little bit of common ground. And at the very, very least, unless you're a complete moron, and there's plenty of them around.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you're a complete moron, you're going to see there's going to be a level of respect.
Yeah.
The way the man spoke, carried himself, and just always had the right response, you know?
Yeah, he was good.
It was always the right response. A little tough sometimes when that was necessary. Never harsh. Never ugly. Ever harsh or ugly. But usually kind, soft, gentle. But sometimes you got to make some points and provoke the thought. Mm-hmm. Now, wait, listen to what you just said, kind of a thing.
Right.
Then extrapolate that. Pull it apart for the person and go, do you realize this is what you just said? And we're talking about a host of topics that, for many of us, including those who have been veterans of using our yapper, you know, you talk about delicate issues like abortion and the way he could eloquently address that issue. And, you know, the way he was, I mean, talk about an apostle, you know?
Oh, yeah.
lived absolutely. He lived Christ-like, and he dealt with people in that manner. It was he, you know, without getting too heavy on you. I believe that the Holy Spirit was very, very active and busy.
Yeah. I was really glad to see that you had maybe 150, 200 kids show up last night on the campus there at UF.
Oh, yeah.
And as kind of a vigil. And I think there's something going on tomorrow night, if I'm not mistaken, possibly Town Square, Ocala. So maybe check into that if you
And I'll tell you what, if anybody knows for sure of an event, if you know for sure, we'd love to hear from you. The Davis-Gainesville Skylines, 877-975-9825. It'd be great if you're comfortable enough to quickly just go on the air and give us the info. But at the very least, if you can give it to Greg, we'd like to share that with everybody. Any kind of vigil or thing that is going on related to Charlie Kirk and his death, so that people can come together, so people can try to find some level of peace in this difficult time. It's 8:27 right now. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you can listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps, or tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky. Open carry, Florida. It's legal. Is it? To help define it, Chris Wagner will join us at 9:05 right here on 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come on Friday. Well, guess what? We made it. Here we are. The weekend.
Yes.
Breathe. Enjoy. Count your blessings. And we'll all collectively work together to never forget, but to get past the tragic event that happened in Utah just a couple of days ago. We're talking about Charlie Kirk and his assassination. Recent breaking news a few minutes ago, in case you hadn't heard. The suspected assassin has been captured, and they're not giving us really a great deal of information right now beyond that. And there will be an information flow, and some of it will be accurate and some won't be. So we kind of wait and see. You know, a lot of things are not substantiated. Doesn't mean they, well, either way. They could go either way. But I believe this to be true. The president pretty much tipped his hat on it and said, yeah, we've got somebody in custody. Then they kind of released the information, whether they were completely prepared or not. They did. And, yeah, police have arrested a suspect in the assassination of Charlie Kirk on a Utah college campus earlier this week. And, again, more details on that should be forthcoming. And here in the Sunshine State, there is a level of confusion. And it has to do with a recent court ruling that basically struck down the ban on open carry of a firearm. Previously, you could not do that. There were statutes on the books that said you cannot open carry in the state of Florida, which put us way behind the curve when it comes to freedom overall. You want to talk about free Florida, mm-hmm. There's like 40 states that have an open carry, and depending on how you break it down, you could say maybe even 45 under circumstances, But we were really lacking there. We were closer to like a California or New York. Well, that's not what we want.
Well, did it seem like every time it would like even get presented to Tallahassee, they would say, nice try, dead on arrival?
Everybody would pretend like when it was appropriate, maybe when they're raising money or they're dealing with GOA or NRA, yeah, they would sing the right song, uh-huh. But they weren't following through on the tune. And we saw that time and time again, things not getting out of committee. And there's some specific Weasley Republicans that are behind that. And we'll yep. call them out as much as we can and have been. But the governor said he was all for it. Bring me the bill. Now, you can say that when you feel pretty confident you're not going to be brought the bill, but I'm not going to try to read his mind. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt on this one. Bottom line is, it doesn't really matter because the court has spoken, and a three-panel judge court of appeals has said that you cannot ban open carry. You're infringing on the Second Amendment. And they cited several cases that have taken place over the last 15, 20 years at the Supreme Court level and said it doesn't jive with what they have said. So did they completely strike down the statute? No, not technically. There is still a time period, kind of a grace period, if you will. A lot of sheriff's offices have come out and said we're not going to go after open carry folks, not for open carry. If you're acting like an ass, we're going to talk to you like we would anybody, whether you're carrying or not. And yeah, if you turns out you're a felon, well, then you're in big, big trouble. So, and the other thing that I know that they want to express is that make sure that you're not violating other people's private property rights. In other words, if they own the business or the home and they specifically say or ask no firearms, then you have to conform to that or you will be in violation of the law and you'll find yourself in trouble. And that's not the purpose. It's not what we want anybody to do. When it comes to open carry itself, I like the idea of being able to change things up. I like having the ability to choose whether I want to carry openly or not. I can't specifically think of a place or a time where I know, oh, yeah, that's what I've been waiting for. That's where I'm going to open carry. I can't specifically think of that. It is usually better, I think, to keep things on the down low and to not let people know that you're carrying. But if there are specific instances where you're more comfortable, maybe the open carry thing is you feel it's more effective, but that's the bottom line is it should be up to you, the individual, how you're going to carry that firearm. And to really help break it down for us and kind of explain how these changes may come about legally and where we're all at, Chris Wagner, who's trained law enforcement for many, many years, you know, a firearms expert and Second Amendment guy. And Chris has been with the show for many years, and we haven't gotten to really sit down with him in a while, and he's going to be here personally, and we're going to talk to him at 9:05, and we're really going to dig into the open carry thing. Is it for real? And what are all the little, you know, what's the fine print going to be? All the asterisks and other things that are probably going to come with it, and we'll ask him about that. Hey, you know, Ryan Ruth is on trial on charges of trying to assassinate Donald Trump. That was the, you know, what you want, the golf course guy is probably the easiest way for you to remember it, not the Butler, PA kid who's dead. This is the guy who was waiting on the golf course or hidden in the bushes for, what was he there? Like, they estimate 12 hours, I think. Well, listen to this. A Secret Service agent who spotted Ryan Ruth's alleged sniper perch on the golf course where Donald Trump was playing last year testified at the trial that he came within 5 feet of Ruth's rifle before he realized Ruth was armed. Yeah. Hey, is this like, I think that's a person. Is this like a homeless person sleeping in the bushes? What's going on? You know, it's going to take at least a couple of seconds maybe before you're going to assess what's going on there. Now, Ruth, he is representing himself and in this trial, charges of attempting to assassinate Donald Trump. The 59-year-old construction worker, who's not a lawyer and has no legal education, has been rebuked several times by the judge overseeing the case after making unexpected and off-topic comments. Yeah, the guy clearly isn't, you know, all there.
Yeah.
The barrel of the AK was pointed directly at my face, says Robert Furcano, the Secret Service agent who confronted Ruth on the golf course. He says, I was in fear for President Trump's life. Well, he had to admit he was probably in fear for his own.
That's way too close.
Looking down the barrel of a gun and...
Oh, no. Oh, thank you.
The first witness called in Ruth's criminal trial, Furcano, offered testimony that sheds new light on the public's understanding of this attempted assassination. Furcano said he was serving as a site agent on Trump's West Palm Beach golf course that day, reviewing the hole ahead of Trump for potential threats. They do things well in advance, and then they do things shortly in advance. And this was part of that short advance thing. And he approached the sixth hole, and he said that he noticed some abnormalities at the tree line. And this is your job. This is what you're trained at. Mm. Anything. What is getting my attention possibly in this picture that doesn't fully fit in with the with the background or foreground? What's
details.
That?
Yeah. You're right.
And that's, I encountered what appeared to be the face of an individual. I attempted to initiate contact by being friendly with the individual. Don't know who they are, why they're there, and there's no reason to get nasty, right off the bat. And said, hey, and then as I am, like, approaching, he says, I notice an object to the left of me beginning to move. You know, it's kind of like a snake, but it doesn't have a rattle. There's something moving in the bushes, and it's the barrel of a gun. He said, I heard what sounded like a groan, and the subject smiled at me.
Well, that's creepy.
My initial thought was, this was potentially a homeless person camping out, just like I said.
Wow.
And
but you can't let your guard down.
No. Vigilance.
Yes.
And he said he initially thought Ruth was not a threat, but of course, that's what you do. You assess the threat. He wasn't done assessing it, thank God. He stated that he then noticed an object black in nature protruding from the fence line when he was just 5 feet from him. Upon further scanning, I had identified the weapon to be a Soviet-style weapon. I noticed the front sight post was facing me. Furcano just also happens to be a former Marine marksman. And he said this appeared to be a textbook ambush scenario. Wow.
That was close.
Well, and once again, I think the media really played that down, didn't they?
They did.
Didn't you think it was like they found this bozo kind of, you know, in the bushes, wandering around? It sounds a lot more intense when it's told by a guy who is, well, actually there and confronted the gunman. 8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy in the house. And never miss a minute of the show. Just search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button. Catch up on every episode, every highlight, every hour, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts. Happy Friday. Good morning. Welcome to the weekend. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 8:51. It's supposed to be a nice weekend. The weather already, we can feel this humidity has kind of gone away a little bit, you know, dried up a little bit, and, you know, just a couple of degrees and less humidity does. It makes all the difference in the world. So enjoy, enjoy, my friends. One of the top stories is Charlie Kirk's legacy is... just exploding. He is going to be bigger than ever before. I guarantee you that. In the age of social media, especially think about the age group that he was attempting to reach, are just so into the whole social media thing. They're going to start to see clips that they never saw before. Many people who never knew him are now going to be exposed to him. And I think that's an awesome thing. And so the gift of Charlie Kirk, honestly, just keeps on giving. Don't even want to think about his kids and his wife and the kind of difficult times that they are going to, that they're going through now and will continue to go through. But, you know, as the devout, faithful people that they are, they know where Charlie is. Sure. There's no doubt in their mind. And they know that their job is to toil through this world, do the best they can to bring light to people. And they know that, you know, that eventually they'll get to rest with their Heavenly Father for eternity, which that's even longer than a mortgage,
that's
from my understanding.
May not feel like it sometimes.
But No. But until you experience it, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
But all right, so we got that. We covered that. President Trump, great appearance. Yankees game last night. I'm a little ambivalent about the whole thing because I knew he was going to bring luck to the Yankees. And they were playing my Tigers. And the Tigers had decimated and destroyed them in their previous outings on Tuesday. Tigers 12-2. Wednesday, Tigers 11-1. And Trump shows up. And the Yankees turn it around and beat my Tigers 9-3.
Did you say decimated and destroyed?
Yes. Well, decimated would be, you know,
really
destroyed 10% of them. But if you look at it, they only scored. The Yankees only scored 10% of the score total of the Tigers. So, see, that's why I was able to use decimated as part of the decimal system.
That's part
and
of
I used
equation.
It somewhat decadently.
Yes, you did.
If I may say. Yes. You see how I worked all that in?
I was impressed. With all those syllabic words.
So you got that. You got that going on. So, yeah, Trump brought the Yanks some luck. And the big boy, Mr. Judge, that hits a lot of home runs. Well, he hit a home run. And he just thought it was the greatest thing to meet Donald Trump. He really did.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I love to hear positive stuff.
Oh, yeah.
We'll take that. Take that every time. On a more solemn note, J.D. Vance will be leading the honor guard as they move the body and all that goes along with that kind of thing. I am not a person who has ever I don't dwell on it.
Right.
Because it's just not...
But it was nice to see. I mean, they've been friends for, you know, a number of years. It was a very nice, you know, gesture of honor to him and then to fly... You know, the body bag. I thought that was a very cool thing that he did.
The NFL did a moment of silence before the game last night, Thursday Night Football, 27-18, the Packers over the Commanders. So the Packers 2-0 for the first time in a long time. They're pretty happy about that. The Pack is back, they would say. They beat my Lions last week, so I'm losing some love for them.
Whoops.
Yep. All right. What else do we have going on? This is, the big thing, the open carry thing. And we're going to cover our bases on that coming up in just a few minutes. In case you haven't heard yet, a court ruled, hey, banning open carry in Florida is unconstitutional. You can't do that. So now it's legal. Yeah. Couple of asterisks in there, some fine print to help us navigate this and the possible changes that could be coming. Chris Wagner's going to come along, trained law enforcement officers for 20, 30 years, something like that. Served in the military, Second Amendment guy, all that. And follows these things, and he's going to give us some perspective and understanding, because last thing we want is somebody to get in trouble.
Oh yeah.
And one of the things I want to make sure, don't be a bozo, don't be an idiot, don't be the jerk that's trying to get on YouTube by provoking law enforcement that maybe is not completely aware of or completely comfortable with the issue where it is laying right now. Mm-hmm. Maybe haven't gotten, you know, the good sit down and, hey, here's how we're going to deal with this kind of team talk that their local sheriff or police chief or whatever.
But we've seen these guys do that kind of stuff just to taunt law enforcement. They bait them in, then they don't want to show them their ID, and they just go. It's like, no, don't be one of those guys.
Yeah.
That's not classy, and it makes the rest of us look bad.
It doesn't serve any purpose.
No, it does not.
No, because, you know, as responsible gun owners, we want to always maintain what we truly should be and are, which is a friend to law enforcement.
Yes.
And we always want to be perceived and embraced in that way.
Absolutely.
Not as a threat or not as a jerk.
Mm-hmm. So don't be a jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't be a doofus.
That's your message for the weekend. Don't be a jerk.
And probably the other big story is police have arrested a suspect in the assassination of Charlie Kirk on a Utah college campus earlier this week. But they arrested him, have him in custody, and that happened fairly recently. So we'll talk about that in the next hour on 97.3 The Sky Orb, the ABC News at the top of the hour. Fox News at the top of the hour. Old habit.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
ourselves.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.